As I mentioned a few moments ago, our guest speaker today is Dr. Paramanandam from Chennai, India. He is the pastor of the Calvary Baptist Church there in Chennai, and also the founder and director of India Calvary Ministries. And Dr. P, as we know him, has been here several times already to speak to us. So some of you know him already. Some of you are meeting him and his wife for the very first time today. And so he's going to be sharing the Word of God with us, and no doubt a little bit about the ministry there. And then, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, after he has done speaking and we extended an invitation to respond at the end of the service, we'll also then be receiving an offering for those who would like to contribute to India Calvary Ministries and to the ministry that is going on there in Chennai through Dr. P and his church family there at Calvary Baptist Church. And so we welcome you, Dr. P, and come and share with us what God has laid on your heart.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you so much. Praise the Lord. Good morning, everybody. I'm so glad to be with you this morning, and I'm so thankful to our beloved pastor and for all of you. Every time when we come, you people are receiving us lovingly and listening to us and supporting our ministries. We are so thankful to you people, and also thankful to our beloved pastor, and also thankful to the people, Brother Jim Gordon and David Lucas, who came to India and preached the gospel and planted. Last year, Jim Gordon alone came and preached the gospel in new places where there is no church, no Christians, all were Hindus. They preached the gospel through his preaching. We were able to plant two new churches. This year also, David Lucas and Jim Gordon, when they came, they visited two more churches, two more new places, and preached the gospel, planted two more new churches. Praise the Lord, Father. So we have four new churches planted by Eastern Gate Baptist Church. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Now my wife is going to sing a song in heavenly language. Not in English. It is in my language. Okay. Mike.
Praise the Lord. In the heaven, we are going to sing a one language, but now we are singing many languages in many places. Now I am going to sing a song in my language. The meaning of the song is, we are saved people. We have to worship the Lord morning and evening. Not only that, any circumstances, anything happened, we have to sing, we have to worship the Lord. That is the song.
ஆராதனை துதி ஆராதனை 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 துதி ஆராதனை ஆராதனை காலையிலும் மாலையிலும் ஆராதனை அப்பாவுக்கு காலையிலும் மாலையிலும் ஆராதனை அப்பாவுக்கு ஆராதனை ஆராதனை துதி ஆராதனை 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 துதி ஆராதனை ஆராதனை பிதாவே உனக்கு ஆராதனை வழிகாட்டியே உனக்கு ஆராதனை வல்ல பிதாவே உனக்கு ஆராதனை பழி காட்டி உனக்கு ஆராதனை, ஆராதனை ஆராதனை, துதி ஆராதனை ஆராதனை, ஆராதனை ஆராதனை, துதி ஆராதனை ஆராதனை, காலையிலும் மாலையிலும் ஆராதனை அப்பாவுக்கே, காலையிலும் மாலையிலும் ஆராதனை அப்பாவுக்கே, ஆராதனை ஆராதனை, துதி ஆராதனை ஆராதனை, ஆராதனை ஆராதனை, துதி ஆராதனை ஆராதனை. ஜீவப்பலியே உனக்கு ஆராதனை, ஜீவ தண்ணீரே உனக்கு ஆராதனை, ஜீவப்பலியே உனக்கு ஆராதனை, ஜீவ தண்ணீரே உனக்கு ஆராதனை, மிக ஸ்தம்பமே உனக்கு ஆராதனை, மேசியாவே உனக்கு ஆராதனை, மிக ஸ்தம்பமே உனக்கு ஆராதனை, மேசியாவே உனக்கு ஆராதனை, ஆராதனை ஆராதனை, துதி ஆராதனை ஆராதனை, ஆராதனை ஆராதனை, துதி ஆராதனை ஆராதனை, காலையிலும் மாலையிலும் ஆராதனை அப்பாவுக்கே, காலையிலும் மாலையிலும் ஆராதனை அப்பாவுக்கு, ஆராதனை ஆராதனை, துதி ஆராதனை ஆராதனை, ஆராதனை ஆராதனை, துதி ஆராதனை ஆராதனை.
We are praising the living God. I was a Hindu. I was worshipping many Hindu gods and goddesses because we did not know who is the true living God. We were worshipping all the Hindu gods, but we were not able to satisfied. We were not satisfied with the Hindu gods. Hindus are very religious people. They are morally very good people. But they don't know who is real God. That's why they are worshipping many gods, as I was. But praise the Lord. I worshipped all the Hindu gods. No, God delivered me from the bondage of my sins. But Jesus saved me. Jesus delivered me from the bondage of my sins. It was 1969, December on the 7th, on Sunday by 2 p.m. God saved me. From that day onward, I am not able to keep quiet. Some people told me, Pastor, you already shared your testimony. We know when you got saved. We know the date, the exact date, December on the 7th, Sunday by 2 p.m. in 1969. We know the date. We know how you got saved. Don't share the testimony again. I cannot keep quiet. I want to share every time. Because such a happy day. Because that's a great day. God delivered me. I am rejoicing in the Lord. Praise the Lord. As a Hindu, I was brought up in a godly way because my father used to conduct worship in the Hindu temple, and I used to wear three lines on my forehead that is called Namam. We were worshipping like that. I used to go to Hindu temples and sit hours together and meditate on Hindu gods. But according to the Bible, See, I read many religious books, Hindu big books. I read about Hindu gods. I read Hindu gods, they themselves are living in sin. Hindu gods, they themselves are fighting each other. Hindu gods are stealing, lying, having many wives. Then I started thinking, what is this? God means God must be holy. But the gods I am worshipping, they are living in sin. So I decided these gods are not true gods. I want to live a holy life, but the gods I am worshipping, they are living in sin. So I decided there must be only one God who is holy and is able to deliver me from the bondage of my sins. And I must find out that true holy one of God. That was a great desire in my heart, and I was sincerely seeking after true God. I read many religious books in order to find out true God. Still, I was not able to find out true God. Finally, someone gave me the Bible. When I got the Bible, I started reading the Bible. While I was reading the Bible, it was so interesting to read. It was quite different from all the other books I ever read. I started from Genesis. Even from the Genesis, while I was reading, I felt God was speaking to me. I found Jesus in the Bible. Even from the Genesis, I found Jesus. I read the whole Bible within 2 months. When I read the Bible, I came to a conclusion that Jesus Christ is true God. That was the time my father was suffering from throat cancer and was not able to speak for many days. At that time, some group of people from Presbyterian Church came to my house and prayed for my father. When they prayed, instantly a kind of blood and fuss came out from my father's mouth and started speaking. My father confessed, "No, now I am speaking. Jesus Christ is true God." My father told, "Let's all take baptism." It was 1966, January on the 1st. 9 of us took baptism. My father, my mother, my brothers, my sister, my grandmother, all 9 of us took baptism in 1966, January on the 1st. We were hanging lot of idols on the wall in my house and worshipping them. But we removed all the idols, packed them, and threw them in the trash because they are not gods. We were baptized without salvation experience, because we did not know about salvation, because nobody told us about salvation. Even the Presbyterian people, they themselves did not know about salvation. But we just believed Jesus and took baptism in 1966. January 1st in 1966. But in 1969, a man of God from America, Mr. Hubert Mitchell, came to India and preached the gospel message in my city. He played accordion and sang songs and preached the gospel message. When he preached, God spoke to me and convicted of my sins. When he gave altar call, I raised my hand and went onto the front. I knelt down and confessed my sins with tears. I wept like a child for my sins. When I got up from my kneeling, I had a great joy of salvation. I got assurance that Jesus Christ has forgiven my sins and come into my heart. It happened in 1969, December on the 7th, on Sunday, by 2 p.m., God saved me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now I know. Even if I die today, I will be in heaven. What a great experience. It's a great blessing any man to have. So, I'm so glad about to be with you. Even, do you remember what I preached last year I came? because I don't want to preach the same message again. Do you remember what I preached last year? Turtles, okay? Okay, praise the Lord. People remember my message. Praise God. So, do you remember any other message in previous years? Animals. Praise the Lord. Seven animals who served the Lord. Seven animals. If all these seven animals were able to do the Lord's ministry, why not you? That was my challenge. So I preach, every individual born again believer must do the Lord's ministry. Are you doing the Lord's ministry? Every one of you? Are you distributing the gospel tracts to some people? Are you visiting people? Yeah, last time also I went with you people when you were visiting house to house, door to door. And I came with you and I visited some people, some doors, and knocked the door, and some people I gave tracts. Some people, no, I don't like it. Some people told like that. Don't care. Don't worry about it. You just keep on doing the Lord's ministry. We will do our part. Then God will take his part. So, today, I'm going to... speak about... Beware of dogs. Where do you find this signboard? Where do you find this signboard? In the houses? The gates? Beware of dogs. Do you have dogs in your houses? Oh, praise the Lord. Then my wife will not come and stay in your house. My wife is very much afraid of dogs. Because it will bite. Because she has experience. One dog bite my wife. And one dog bite me also. Last year, while I was distributing VBS track, VBS handbills. Every year we conduct VBS. And every year we distribute handbills, VBS handbills, to all the peoples, all the houses. So we invite every year at least 200 to 400 Hindu children are coming to my church for VBS. We teach Bible verses. The children are memorizing the Bible verses. We teach Bible stories. We teach the Christian songs. They learn everything. They go back home. And when they go back home in their Hindu houses, the children sing Hindu Christian songs. They tell the Bible verses and the Bible stories. Parents are blessed. Parents also start coming to my church. Gradually they get saved. I baptize them. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good ministry. So while I was distributing last year, house to house, I send the people from my church two by two to distribute the BBS handbills. And I'm not satisfied with that. I also go and visit the house to house and distribute the VBS handbills so that we may invite some Hindu children. While I was distributing, a dog. I never saw a dog there in that house. I never noticed. I did not see the dog at all at anywhere. But after distributing the BBS handbills, when I started coming, I started walking back. I did not know how it came and bite me. Oh, no, I had to put a shot injection because very dangerous. I know many people died by dog biting, and some people, they were barking like the people who are bitten by dogs, they're barking like dogs. Yeah, very dangerous when people die. That's why. So, last year, some years back, this kind of dog bite my wife. When we visited one doctor, one of our church members is a doctor. When he asked us to conduct a prayer meeting every month in his house, so we are conducting prayer meeting. When we went there, my wife was very much afraid of the dog. This dog was barking and barking. My wife was so afraid that doctor told me, no, it will not bite. No, don't worry, don't be afraid. It will not bite. It's true, it will not bite that people. But after that, it was okay. After conducting prayer meeting, we started coming back home. I got into my motorcycle. My wife sat back into my motorcycle. While we were about to leave, the dog came and bit my wife. She started shedding tears. She started weeping. Because we are going to die. So then we went to the doctor. She got shot and nothing happened. By the grace of God, we are alive. We are able to come here. So there are many kinds of dogs. See, this dog, very nice. See, it just look very nice. Very quiet and calm, meek and patient. Looking good. I think it will not bite. I hope it will not bite. And, this dog, no. Don't come near. If you do, go back. Giving warning. This dog, no. If you come, I will bite you. Some dogs are giving warning. Don't come. Some dogs are giving warning. But this dog, no warning. Just comes and bites us. So, different kinds of dogs. Beware of dogs. While I was a small boy, my father used to raise four dogs in my house. My father used to raise four dogs. Because we had a lot of food wasted, so we were raising a lot of four dogs. But after some day, one of those dogs started biting some people, one by one, started biting some people. Then my father decided, it's better not to have this dog anymore, so better to kill it. So we had some servants, so my father told one of my servants, tomorrow morning we must kill this dog. Take this iron rod, iron bar, and kill it. Now this is night, we cannot kill it in the night, it is very dark. So tomorrow morning, you kill it. My father told that servant. Okay, when we woke up next morning, the dog was missing. We don't know. That dog went, where it went. It gone. It left our house somewhere. While we were talking that night, this dog was listening. I think dogs are able to hear our voice, understand our speaking, I think. Next morning she left. Now, after I became a pastor, in my house also, we were having two dogs. And but see, both my house building and church building are in the same campus. When the people start coming to our church, the dogs were started barking. So people are very much afraid of the dogs. So we decided not to have any more dogs. So we have no dogs in my house. It's good to have dogs, no problem. It protects. It protects from thief and somebody else. And but above all, our God is protector. We have a great, big, wonderful God. God is with us. There are many dogs, even in my preaching, the gospel in India, many oppositions, persecutions. Many times I was beaten and wounded. Many times people tried to kill me. One day, at any time, I may be killed. But still I am alive. Even I received 2 letters telling that they are going to kill me and drink my blood. I am not afraid of my death. Even if they kill me, I am sure I am going to be with the Lord in heaven. If I am alive, we are going to plant 1,000 churches in all over India. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So God is with us. I am sure no one can touch me before God's time. So, God is our protector. He is with us all the time. Do you know this is Bible verse? Beware of dogs. Beware of dogs is a Bible verse. Do you know that? Philippians 3:2. Everywhere people are hanging on the gates and the houses, they are hanging this beware of dogs signboard. It's good. If you don't have these signboards, try to hang this signboard. It's good to give warning to others. So, this is a Bible verse. But this morning, I'm going to talk about what does this Bible verse tell? What does it mean? Why does the Bible say like this? Beware of dogs. Bible doesn't say beware of any other animals, but dogs. Because they hear Bible says. It has happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again. Beware of dogs means Bible doesn't talk about dog. It talks about the people who are living like a dog. The dogs turning back to its own vomit again. So, it means the going back to the own sin again. When we got saved, we confessed our sins. Jesus saved us. Jesus forgave all of our sins. Some people think that I got saved, now it's okay to commit sin. What do you think? Is it okay to commit sin because you are saved? No. Jesus saved me. Even before my salvation, I never smoked, even before my salvation, I would never commit any adultery. But according to the Bible, it says, Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, verse 28. But I say unto you that looketh on a woman in lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. I never committed adultery in my life, even before my salvation. But according to the Bible, I committed adultery. I had that sin. I was not a drunkard. I was not a smoker. I was not any other bad habits. But this was the sin in my life. But when I got saved, Jesus delivered me from that sin. Jesus delivered me from that bondage of my sin. But I am praising God. Is it okay to do it again? If a drunkard got saved, when my father got saved, before his salvation, my father was a drunkard. He was going on drinking all the time. Anyone suggested me, give any advice, don't drink, it will spoil your life, it will spoil your family. No, my father did not listen to anyone. This is my money, I will drink. He was telling like that. But when he got saved, he completely quit drinking. After salvation, can he say, I am saved, it's okay to drink again? No, that's not salvation. If again you are drinking means you are turning back to your own vomit. So, when God saved us, delivered us from the bondage of our sins, it is not okay to live in sin. It is not okay to commit sin again. But by mistake, no one is perfect on this earth. No one can be perfect on this earth. Yes, we are going to be perfect only in heaven, not on this earth. As long as we live on this earth, sometime, somehow, someday, there is possibility to fall into sin, fall into any sin. It doesn't mean it's okay to commit sin. It doesn't mean it's okay to live in sin. So, we should not go back to our own sins. That is the meaning of this verse. What does Proverbs say? Proverbs 26:11. As a dog returneth to his vomit, so a fool returneth to his folly. So beware of dogs, which means not dogs living a life like a dog. Only dogs are eating again their vomit. That's why Bible is giving warning for dogs. Beware of dogs. Revelation 22:15 says, for without are dogs. Only dogs are mentioned here, not any other animal. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh their life. So, that means these dogs will never enter into heaven. It doesn't mean dogs. It means The people who are living like dogs will never enter into heaven. Beware of dogs. If really a man of God, you may fall into sin, but you will confess it to God, repenting from it. True man of God, true born again man of God will never continue in sin, will never live in sin. He will never say it's okay. It's not okay. It's not okay to live in sin. Beware of dogs. Bible says, 1 Peter 1:16, be holy, for I am holy. Our God is holy God. So God expects us to live a holy life. It is God who helps us to live a holy life. If you wish, it will happen to us according to our faith. So we have to seek holiness. We have to desire for holiness. So Bible says, Deuteronomy 23:18, thou shalt not bring the hair of a whore or the price of a dog into the house of the Lord thy God for any vow. For even both these are abomination unto the Lord thy God. Don't bring the price of a dog. Don't bring the offering, the price of the dog. What does it mean? It's not a dog. It's not a dog of price of a dog. It is the offering of people who are living like a dog. If you are not willing to repent from your sin, if you are living like a dog, God says it is abomination to bringing your offering to the Lord. God doesn't want to have your offering if you are living like a dog. I tell my people in my church in India, if you don't want to repent your sin, if still you are living in sin, please don't give your offering. Take back and save it for your children. Because God doesn't want that offering. God says it is abomination. So beware of dogs. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear.
Amen. Thank you, Dr. P. Would you all stand together with me? In just a moment, we're going to be singing a song of invitation.